Hello friends, welcome to Nutri Mantra. In this episode, we will be talking about cholesterol. Cholesterol is a word that everyone despises. But how does it influence your health and at what level does it influence your health? Let us discuss about that. What is cholesterol? It's basically a form of fat that our body uses to protect nerves, make cell tissues and produce certain hormones. Our body makes cholesterol. Liver cells, they make cholesterol, and we also get cholesterol from the food that we eat, like eggs, meat, dairy products, so animal foods basically. Now, in small amounts, it is definitely required, but when it increases beyond a certain level, then cholesterol becomes a problem for us. So when should you start having cholesterol levels checked? You can't tell if you have high cholesterol without having it checked, as there are no physical signs till the levels become too high. All adults 20 years of age or older should have their cholesterol checked every 5 years. If cholesterol level is high or if you have other risk factors for heart disease, you should get it checked more often. So basically, a blood test called lipid profile is administered to get the cholesterol levels checked. So what does this cholesterol level basically mean? So if total cholesterol is less than 200 milligrams per deciliter, it's very good. 200 to 239 is borderline high. 240 or more means you are at risk for heart disease. LDL below 100 milligrams per deciliter is ideal for people who are at risk for heart disease. 100 to 129 is near optimal. 130 to 159 is borderline high. And 160 or more means that the person is at risk for heart disease. Now, HDL. This is something which we should always work upon. Less than 50 milligrams per deciliter for women and 40 milligrams per deciliter for men increases the risk. 60 or higher greatly reduces the risk of heart disease. So this is a heart protective cholesterol. We should aim to increase HDL and decrease LDL and total cholesterol. Now, why is high cholesterol levels unhealthy? While some cholesterol is definitely needed for good health, too much cholesterol in blood can increase the risk for heart disease, including heart attacks, stroke. Body can store this extra cholesterol in arteries, and over time, because of this storage, because of this buildup, the arteries or the blood vessels, they become narrow, they become hard. And if this artery gets blocked, it can lead to a stroke, it can lead to a heart attack. So what can be done to improve the numbers? If you are in the borderline category or if you are in the risk category, what needs to be done? It is a good idea to have your cholesterol checked regularly if there is a problem, firstly, because we have to know that there is a problem. Now, there are some steps which you can follow to improve the cholesterol levels. Firstly, if you smoke, please do quit smoking. Exercise regularly. Brisk walking for 30 minutes per day is a good goal. Lose weight if needed. Losing just 2.5 to 4.5 kgs will show favorable changes in the lipid profile. Avoid saturated fat, that is red meat, whole milk dairy products, trans fats, that is fried food, commercially baked goods, processed foods. Also, limit your cholesterol intake to less than 300 mg per day and 200 mg if you have a heart disease. Eat a low-fat, low-cholesterol diet with plenty of fresh vegetables, whole grains, fruits. Include good amount of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids in the diet, like flax seeds, walnuts, lettuce, broccoli, spinach, pumpkin, seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds. Okay. Cholesterol is also affected by blood pressure and glucose levels of blood. So if your blood glucose levels or blood pressure is high, you need to also work on the glucose levels as well as blood pressure. So should you need medications to lower cholesterol? Now this entirely depends on your risk factors. If healthy eating, exercise, you are not able to reduce, you are not able to lower your cholesterol level, then definitely your doctor will suggest a medication. So it is important to talk to your doctor about whether you may be at a risk for diabetes or heart disease, then definitely you should go for medication along with healthy lifestyle. So friends, I hope you have liked this episode, and do tune in for more such episodes. Take care, stay healthy, stay happy. Bye-bye.